dealing with the Indians.
Good night, senor. Good night, senor, Rebbe. Pavush chicken. Azam means...
I want to talk to you in private. Speak only English. And no matter what I say, don't smile.
Relax, sir. Relax.
Ja! Out of 88 students graduating from this yeshiva, you came in a close 87. Don't smile. Look sad. There is a new congregation
in America.
Some Michiganer suggested your name to become the new rabbi. I am forced to take an official vote of the Board of Rabbis. Look it. Lamir Ali Stimmen. Ali D. was willing of whom so whom can America hit off the hand. Close. It's a close vote. But I am the chief rabbi. I am the one who has to decide. So, cowboy, I am sending you to San Francisco.
Now. Where is San Francisco?
My New York. Look it. You have a schloss. Der Schmendrick fuhrt kein Amerika.
Nein!
Ja, quick!
And so, on a wonderful sunny day in 1850, I started out my great adventure and I left Poland for Philadelphia, the city where all the brothers love each other.
Benny, it's me, Benny.
The boat's gone. Fatto disparu. Barker petito. Shift in. Understand?
Shit. Somebody should have told us.
What did he say?
Festival is gone.
Mr. Weeds, what did you just say about the boat to San Francisco?
Gone.
But that can't be. That boat's supposed to leave first tide in the morning.
Supposed to? What the hell's the matter with you? It's a gold rush. Haven't you people heard anything? Next boat, 2 months.
Oh, God. Oh, my God, help me. Just this morning, me and my brother got the news.
All right, who's next?
Our mom is dying in San Francisco. What am I going to do?
There must be some way that a person can go to San Francisco in another way than the boat.
It's not for us, sir. Just 10 minutes ago, me and my brother sold our horses and our wagon so we could purchase tickets on this here boat. And now we ain't got neither.
Well, perhaps if you go to the man and you told him your troubles and you give him back the money, he would give you back the wagon.
You think he'll do it?
If he is a good man, I think he would do that, yes.
Mister, would you help me, please? I'm not much good at explaining myself. I usually just start to cry.
I would be happy to do it, but I don't know if I would be much help to you. With the way I speak English.
Wait, you don't have to carry the bag.
My brother, his name is Matt. Oh, say, what's your name?
Avram.
My name is Daryl. Daryl Diggs. Anyway, my brother's got a temper. Oh, sometimes he just doesn't load. You know what I mean?
Can't I help you to carry?
No, it's all right. I got it all. Don't worry about a thing. Just slip in here anyway. Oh, come on, what is it again? Avram?
Avram. But you didn't do nothing wrong.
Everything go all right?
Well, we missed the boat.
What?
The boat sailed yesterday. The whole town's going crazy, Matt. Gold rush. It sailed yesterday.
Yeah. What are we supposed to do now?
Well, God may be on our side yet, Matt, thanks to this here gentleman. Avram, this is my brother, Matthew Diggs.
How's he do?
Mr. Jones! Mr. Jones, we missed our boat. We find ourselves in a desperate state. We need our horses and our wagon back so as we can get to San Francisco to see our mom before she dies. So if you'd be kind enough to take your money back...
I sympathize with your misfortunes, fellas, but you got to understand, I'm in the business of buying and selling. I don't sell this, and I can make a profit.
Well, but we don't have no money to give you a profit.
We don't do no business.
Excuse me. Excuse me, Mr. Jones. How much profit do you need from these gentlemen?
$50?
Oh, $50. That's it, man. We're sunk. I'm sorry, Avram. I'm sorry I wasted your time.
Well, perhaps I could pay the $50.
It's real kind of you, Avram. I don't know how else we could ever pay you back. Do you, Matt?
$50, look, I don't know.
If I could have a seat on your wagon to San Francisco, I would be more than paid back.
Well, you pay the $50, you could have a seat with a cushion on it, can't you, Matt?
All the way.
I would share the cushion.
Yowie, Matt, the Lord is smiling on you and me today.
Amen.
Gentlemen, fire!
Wonderful, marvelous news. Just this morning, I received this letter. Dear Mr. Bender, this is to inform you that soon, God willing, you will have a rabbi and a Torah.
Shh.
Rabbi Avram Belinsky has left Poland to join you in the village of San Francisco. Avram thanks you for the picture of your lovely family. He is looking eagerly forward to meeting your daughter, Sarah Mindel, with an eye towards matrimony.
Papa.
Not now, Sarah Mindel.
Julius.
Go to your room.
Sarah Mindel?
Bender. A rabbi is better than a Rosenschmidt.
Come on, bye. Oh, thanks.
There she is, Abram. That little shortcut I was telling you about. Gonna get us to San Francisco 4 days earlier.
Good. Fish you couldn't throw out first!
America.
Und verkackter Menschen haben mich geschlagen und hat mich gehagelt machen.
Was hat er gesagt?
Ja, ich kann ihn auch nicht verstehen.
Verstehen Sie lieber eine Sprache?
Wo ist die Mayor? Kannst du verstehen Jiddisch?
Was macht er denn hier?
Spricht der Mann Deutsch?
Nein, das ist nicht Deutsch.
Ja, natürlich. So komische
Können Sie Englisch sprechen? Das thou speak English?
Das thou speak ing oi gewalt.
You know, I think he's crazy.
Vayachilehu mechelev chito umitzu devar shazbieko. Morgen.
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen.
Morgen.
We have decided that thou shouldst have this money for the train to Akron. We are sorry, cannot be more. We all hope it will help thee on thy journey, Brother Avram.
I will never forget thy kindness. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Goodbye, children. Goodbye. Thank you very much. Thanks. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Abram. Goodbye.
My parents have a farm. It's not big like this one, but they have a nice farm.
How is it that thou art not a farmer?
Well, thou make me a rabbi.
Why?
Why? I think he had enough farmers.
What a wonderful country.
Simple Simon says, put your fingers on your nose.
I really have to go.
Simple Simon says, put your fingers on your nose.
Don't bother the man, honey.
Simple Simon says, you don't have to play.
I think we're an hour and a half away.
Your attention, please. Now, I want you all to stay calm and listen, because I'm only going to say this once. First thing is, don't turn around. There's a man behind you with a big shotgun, and he don't care to be recognized. Them that don't believe me is going to die. All right, now. So put your hands on top of your head. Good. That's real good. Now, we're all going to play like we're in church. You got something for the collection, sir? Very kind. Ma'am? Thank you. Thank you very much. Ma'am? Thank you. Well, thank you all very much. Jake, I'm jumping here. You go at the next bend. Remember, folks, best way to keep your head is keep your hands on top of them. And don't turn around. Better to give than to receive, ain't it, folks?
Simple Simon says, everybody laugh. Don't you get the joke? Simple says, everybody gotta laugh.
That a Jew can't ride on a Saturday. And for a Jew, Saturday begins on Friday.
Name?
Don't spell it out.
See the foreman. Name?
Good.
See the foreman. Name?
You funny rookie
one
fellow.
Ten.
Yes. Yes.
See the foreman. Name?
Yeah.
See the foreman.
You ever work on railroad Name. Before?
No, this is the first time for me.
K-O-V.
See the foreman.
You sure talk funny.
Name?
Yes.
See the foreman.
Yes.
John Browning.
Strange-looking characters looking for jobs.
See the foreman. Name?
Bilinski.
Hey!
Hey!
Oi!
Hey!
Oi!
Hey!
Hey!
Oi!
Sorry, Paco. Sorry, it wouldn't happen again.
You can bet your boots on that.
Hey! 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 Oi! Hey! Hey! Oi!
Wait, it wasn't done on purpose.
Abram, some water over here.
Coming right up. That nice fresh water coming right up.
Who comes up?
Abram.
What?
You smart, you listen. We open a big restaurant. You work 1 year, make enough money to buy a wagon. Maybe we even go with you. Huh? Open a big joint in San Francisco.
Paco, would you show me where to buy a horse?
Hey, pendejo. How you going to find your way?
Paco, please. Just show me where to buy a horse.
You crazy Jew boy! You're gonna get lost!
Believe me! I won't get lost!
Oh, yes you will!
Goodbye! Goodbye, Paco! Goodbye, Mr. Ping!
Hey! Break! Break, horsey! Break, horsey! Take it easy!
Nice horsey. That's a good horsey. Catch it. Let's take it slow and easy. Oops, oops, slow. Slow. That's it. Good horsey. Sarah Mingle. Sarah. Oh, my Sarah. Oh, she meant to me.
Hey!
Schatzmaster. Hey, I'm back. I'm back from that. Oh, yeah, flugas mir. I'm back from that. Hey, I'm back. Hey, you. Oh, my. Look at the Schlossreifen. Oh, my food. Oh, my food. Oi, 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 oi. Oh, yeah. Get out of bed from here. Look at the Schlossreifen. Why me? My food you're gonna take. You got the whole world, you're gonna take my food. Get out of bed from here. That's your price. Not you!
Race,
not you! No,
horsey,
fine! No food and no horse!
Yeah,
horse. Come back! Come here, horsey! I'll be good to you, I'll be nice! I'll pick grass for you! I'll stretch your back! I'll give you a nice rub!
Chicken, 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 come here. I don't wanna hurt you. I just wanna eat you. Pull my hair to try to fish you. Pull my hair in the lab.
Come here, mate. I don't wanna hurt you. I just wanna make you kosher.
I'm pretty hungry. If you had been here yesterday, we could have had roast chicken.
That's Jewish cooking, huh?
Ready to go, Don.
Where are you coming from?
Back there.
You're from California, huh?
California's that way?
Lost, ain't you? Got any money?
No.
Got any food?
No.
Sure talk funny. Where you born at?
Poland.
Oh. Is that near Pittsburgh?
No, that's near Czechoslovakia.
Oh, yeah. And you're going to California?
Yes.
You ain't gonna make it.
Excuse me. In the morning, would you be kind enough to point out in which direction is San Francisco?
Sure. Good. In the morning.
In that case, would you like to fight for that last fish?
You think you got a chance?
I think I can say with complete confidence, none whatsoever. But I'm still hungry.
Help yourself.
Thanks. What do you call this kind of fish?
That's a trout.
A trout? Hmm. It's got a lot of bones.
Mm-hmm. You got family waiting for you?
I'm promised a wife when I get to San Francisco, but I haven't never met her.
You gonna marry a woman that you never seen?
I didn't say I never seen her. I said I never met her. They sent me a picture before I left Poland.
Oh, well.
What you think?
No, oh, that's my kind of woman. You son of a gun. You son of a gun, you. She is.
Ah. I guess so.
This other one ain't bad neither.
Good night, cowboy.
Ain't said right. Right. Once through this one. Meeting up with you, pard.
Nice meeting up with you, pard.
You got it straight?
Oh, sure. Right from this tree, I head straight north 5 or 6 weeks till I come to the flat country.
Yeah?
Then I make a left for 2 days. That way I avoid the Indians. Then I cross the river and I make a sharp right away from the mountains. Once I get to the desert, God willing, I just continue straight as piss till I come to the ocean. Take a left, keeping the ocean on my right shoulder, and just hot-tail it right into San Francisco. Good?
Pretty good.
Well, I hope you make it.
Okay, wait, horse. All right, go, bossy. That's it. Straight ahead.
Speak any Mexican, dear?
No. Why do you ask?
Oh, nothing. Just curious.
If you should ever come to San Francisco, I hope that you'll call on me and we could talk over some nice times. Come on, horsey.
Hey! That way.
That way? Well, of course I know it's that way. But first I have to go around that big log before I can go that way. You mustn't turn a horse so quick. That's how accidents happen.
You've got to start nice and slow. Say, you get off on the right foot.
Hey! What kind of crazy horses they got in this country?
What do you call this in Jewish?
A tukas.
Well, you keep your eyes on this tukas and don't take them off till I tell you.
Keep my eyes on the tukas.
Yes. Don't get no closer to that edge, Rabbi.
What kind of word is that?
What word?
You always say she it at a certain moment.
She it? Well, you must have a word in your language that you... What do you say when you get really took by surprise?
Oy geval.
Oy geval?
Yeah?
That's it. That's what she-it means.
Why she-it? Yeah, that makes sense. Slow? Slow, horsey?
Well, this is it.
Where are you going?
Back down the river a few miles. It's a good place to cross.
Why not here?
Here? Here's a good place to die, but it ain't a good place to cross the river.
We just jump in and swim straight across. Simple as pie.
You want to kill yourself? Go ahead. I don't like the odds. I'm taking the long way.
Well, that shouldn't be so difficult.
Wait a minute! Where are you going, Archie? Whoa! I didn't say where I could go yet! Whoa! Whoa! Oh no! Oh no! Whoa! Whoa! Oi, oi, oi! Oi, oi! I know my son!
Snake could have killed me.
Damn me. If he can do it, I can.
Help! Bring him out! Get him!
Remember, I'm the kind of person when he says he's going to do something, he does it.
You got a guarantee, huh? He could be laying out there somewhere dead in the wilderness.
Twice your son.
We're talking about my future son.
Somebody maybe should remind Sarah Mindle.
Rosalie! Rosalie!
Get your sister away from that idiot!
I'm not mixing in.
This is a nice little town. Cold, but nice.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't think that fellow is 100%.
I'll see if I can find us some place to stay.
Someplace pretty cheap.
Yeah, pretty cheap.
Tomorrow morning. This ain't traveling weather. I know this place ain't fancy, but...
But it's got a roof. And like you say, it's cheap. So we just stay here for a couple months and then head south.
No, I've wasted too much time already.
When they banged on your head, they must have mushed your brains. So goddamn worried about time. How come you don't ride on Saturday?
I told you it's against my religion to ride on the Sabbath.
Well, I got me a new religion, too. But one of the things you ain't allowed to do is die.
There's real mountains out there. And that's a real blizzard building up. I'm telling you, we can't make it.
I can make it.
God damn. I ain't gonna let you talk me into this. It's just impossible. Every goddamn Indian knows that. Every goddamn trapper knows that. I know.
You don't like it when I talk that way.
But I'm telling you,
he ain't gonna talk me into it this time.
Am I trying to talk you into anything?
Good night. Have a nice trip.
Good night, and thanks for everything you did for me. Up until the time I needed you the most.
Don't wake me in the morning.
I'll try to be as quiet as possible.
What do you think now, Rabbi?
It's cold.
This is paying winter.
In the Talmud, it says, find thyself a teacher. This I have done. However, there were times I feared that he would find another pupil.
Get your horse down!
Warm, aren't we?
Uh-huh.
In that case, you can put your arms around me.
Come here, darling.
Yes, Freda.
Hey, Laura.
We found the Garden of Eden.
Well, it ain't exactly the Garden of Eden.
What a wonderful place America is. There are no walls around these cities. You don't have to worry about the soldiers coming in from the next town and killing people. You know, I think this is the West. We're in the Wild West here. Just like the books I read in Poland.
Just hold on, I'll be through.
This is a wonderful city. They got banks and restaurants. They got merchants of all kinds here. And look at the people, how they're dressed. I think those are cowboys. Howdy. Howdy.
Hold up here. I got a little business I want to take care of. Hold on the horse, will you? I'll be right back.
We just robbed a bank! What did you say? We just robbed a bank!
What do you mean, we?
The bank! They just robbed the bank!
Where'd you go?
We need a posse, boys! Let's go!
What for?
I said we need a posse!
To hell with you! I ain't got any money in the bank!
But they robbed it!
Well, go get them. It's your bank.
$5 a man when we get them.
$5.
$7.50.
Not worth it. I'll go for $11.
$10.
$11.
All right, you bastards. $11. Let's go.
Get comfortable. We can't stop here.
How could you do this to me?
It's what I do. I'm a bank robber.
But you made me a bank robber.
So what? You get your half.
Get out of my life.
What?
Get out of my life! Get out! I don't want you here! Get out of my life!
Take it easy. Take it easy.
You better cool off.
Guns? You gonna shoot guns at me? Guns? Die verschulten Amanda!
You know, you're really crazy.
Sure I'm crazy. I'm a bank robber who wants to rob a bank, but I'm crazy.
You ain't no bank robber. All you did was hold the horses.
Think I could tell them that?
Sure.
And would they listen?
Yeah, they'll listen. Then they'll hang you.
And what if I give back the money?
You mean your half?
Yes, I mean my half.
Well, first they'll string you up by your balls till you tell them where the other half is. Then they'll hang you. Make up your mind, partner.
Looks like track.
They was here, all right. Here's some blood.
Hey, that was me. I knew I got that one.
If you did, he sure took a long time to start bleeding.
All right, let's go, men. Let's look for a tree for the hanging.
Build a bigger fire.
Well, we can't. We're lucky to have this much. They ain't that far behind us. By sunrise, they're going to catch on to my dumbass trick. There. That ought to warm you up. $320 each. Not bad, huh? Now, ain't you something? Tell you the truth, I never figured you was going to take the money. Taint it and all like it is. So you're rich. What are you going to do with it all?
When we get to the next town, I'm going to send it back.
Well, I'd be careful till then. It's dangerous out here. A fella could get himself robbed.
I'll keep out a watch for strangers.
Church over. We better make tracks. I figure they know pretty much where we're at. Ain't gonna take them too long to find us.
Hold still. Hold still, I'll see if they got.
Can't really afford such a late start. What the hell are you doing?
I don't ride today.
What are you talking about?
Today is Saturday.
So?
I don't ride on Saturday.
Well, I know that, but don't tell me you ain't going to ride today.
I ain't going to ride today.
I asked you not to tell me that.
That's what I'm telling you.
But this ain't no ordinary Saturday.
Why is this Saturday different from all other Saturdays?
Because this Saturday, there's a hanging posse chasing us. I promise you, right now, they're doubling back to that stream.
I don't ride on Saturday.
Jesus, you give me the pea doodle. There ain't no Jews in that posse, you know. They as soon string you up on Saturday as any other day. They don't give a shit for your holiday. Don't you know that? God damn it, if I'm going to walk.
I've asked you not to say that.
You stupid, ignorant son of a bitch. I ain't waiting around for that posse to find us. I'm leaving.
Who's asking you to stay?
Goodbye. Ha! Ha! Ha!
There it is.
I'm going to show you something. Look over there. You know what that is?
Yes?
Well?
When the sun sets?
Know what you are? You're real Meshuggah.
Sugar now.
They're coming. Damn you. They're coming. Now.
Not yet.
Now.
Not yet.
Now!
Death, they ain't coming.
How do you know?
Because it's been 4 days. I'm telling you, they ain't coming. Now, just relax.
What's that?
Indians.
Let's go!
Go, Hoshi!
Come on! Let's go! They ain't serving tea, you know, you idiot!
Oi, oi, oi! Go, Hoshi! What did they want?
They wanted our horses, our guns, our scalps, our heads.
Jesus, I don't know. They wanted our asses, that's what they wanted.
But why? What did we do?
They've been shit on by white men so long they don't ask questions no more. It wasn't painted up for one of your bar matzahs, I can tell you that.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
my God.
What's the matter?
Oh, my God.
What's the matter?
Oh, God. The door.
Wait. Wait, damn it. Wait. I ain't going with you this time, God damn it.
Let's go.
That was war, thank you.
Stupid ignoramus.
Let's go.
Stay out of the
will you let go?
I ain't going with
you. Son of a bitch.
Who's asking you?
So long, sucker. Have a nice funeral. You
dumb asshole! I'm gonna get you!
I'll be good. Get me out of this! Oh, please! I'm your friend. I don't want to die, please.
You hurt me. I never did anything wrong.
How did I get into this?
Who the hell are you?
Me, rabbi. Jewish rabbi. Come from far away, across big ocean. I read much books about Indians.
You don't speak English very well.
Adaji. In the Hui Day.
He's a holy man, Chief. Speaks to the spirits every morning and every night. And he's so good and kind and gentle. Just a sweetheart of a man. Well, even when we robbed the bank and the posse was chasing us, he wouldn't ride on Saturday.
Oh, sirree. Because that's his holy day, and he didn't want to make his spirits angry.
Can he make rain?
Rain? Oh, you should have seen the rain. I mean, buckets of rain coming down day after day. I didn't know what the hell we were going to do with all this stuff. And if you want to talk about snow...
Don't talk about snow.
You came for this.
Yes.
I have read this book.
I did not understand one word.
What do you call this book?
Torah.
Torah.
Good.
Would you trade your horse for Torah?
Yes.
The horse and your boots?
Yes.
And your clothes?
Yes.
And everything else you own?
Yes, everything.
Even your knife.
I have no knife.
No knife. What man has no knife?
You have no knife.
No.
If I give you back Torah... Will you purify your soul through fire?
Yes.
I let you go, may I keep Torah?
No!
Your way day. Rabbi with no knife, you are a brave man. And you, who speak to Indians as if to little children, your heart is big, not as big as your mouth. But you have good feelings inside.
Thanks, Chief. Thanks very much.
Now, this is a good thing.
Wakanda.
Great spirit.
Wonderful. Wonderful and nice dancing.
Nice does not make rain. Yes or no? Can your God make rain?
Yes.
But he doesn't.
That's right.
Why?
Because that's not his department.
But if he wanted to, he could.
Yes.
What kind of a God do you have?
Don't say my God. It's your God, too.
Don't give them to us. We have enough troubles with our own God.
But there's only one God.
What does he do?
He can do anything.
Then why can't he make rain?
Because he doesn't make rain. He gives us strength when we're suffering. He gives us compassion when all that we feel is hatred. He gives us courage when we're searching around blindly like little mice in the darkness. But he does not make rain. Of course, sometimes, just like that, he'll change his mind.
For that stuff.
What's the matter with you? I love this fruit.
It ain't fruit. I'm telling you, watch out.
Eat.
See that? Good. I don't know what the recipe is, but this is good.
Tell me. What do Jewish people do to express joy?
Just like the angels. The dance. Just like this.
Show me.
Me? Oh, I'm not a very good dancer.
Do you feel joy?
Yes, I do. Very much.
Then show me. Please. Dance with my people.
Well, I'll take a trap. Oh, Lucy! Lucy!
I want him to dance with you. He is going to show you how his people dance.
Well, you ready, under Tommies? Aim, ray, drive, fear, trim, deck, seven, ah, and go!
Everybody dance. Always with the left foot first. First we start slow. Then we're gonna do some nice footwork. That's it. That's good with the hands. Watch that lady. I think that lady's a Jewish Indian. Just have a little fun and don't you worry what your neighbors are thinking. For Shahu-ah-la-ha-jah-ji, Mula-yi-is-re-le-zim, Ha-on-shahu-ah, watch the left foot. Try to keep in time with the other boys and girls. That's it. Just get a message from your feet. Get talking to you all the time. I'll tell you, if you could move the waist and the hips a little bit, you'll be very happy with the result. Then watch for the left shoulder out. That's the way we do it in the old country. And hold on tight. Here we go. And don't get worried. Move a little back. Back. Listen to the beat. Stay. Whoa. Ever let you down. Get ready for a jump. Now we do a jump. A little bitty jump. That's the way we do it. Try a little jumping. One, two, three. And get ready for a quick.
Hello. Am I in the right place? I hear bells. Oy vey. Am I? Is this? I'm not. I think I was a little sick, wasn't I? You want to ask me anything?
Can't, cuz.
Tommy.
How are you?
Good.
Oh, you look a lot better.
Boy, you were really out of your head last night. You had me really worried. Could you eat a little something?
Always.
Good. You're waiting breakfast for us.
Oh.
Leave that Torah here. It'll be safe. I had enough trouble with that Torah.
Boy.
You're okay, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Boy. Why don't you listen to me when I tell you about that stuff? You think I'm talking to you for my own good? I tell you something, I'm not talking to you for my own health. What's the point of all my experience? You don't listen to me. Come on, they're waiting breakfast.
You mean they never say anything ever?
See, once they take the vow, they stop talking. I mean, not one word. There's an old man here, Father Joseph, he ain't spoken in 45 years.
45 years? What? How do they
What if they're playing cards and they want to ask their partner something? What do they do? 45 years? How can you live that long without ever asking a person one question?
Good. I like this food. I know not to ask any questions. Don't worry. I understand. Your clothes is right here. Sorry. I understand. No talking.
Used to this, you know.
Would you please... The salt. Pass the salt, please.
You're welcome. Mm.
Did it, didn't you? You give him back the money?
Yep.
Well, that ain't the American way. What's more, now you ain't got no money. Well, now what you gonna do?
Don't know.
You don't know. Well, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get me a bath. Then I'm gonna get drunk. Then I'm gonna catch me a whore with great big tits. Then I'm gonna get drunk again. Then I'm going to rob that Wells Fargo office and get my money back.
You dumbass Jew.
Evening. We don't allow dancing in the street. If you want to dance, you go on over to the saloon.
Oh, thanks.
Evening.
Evening.
Thank you.
hope you don't mind if I was.
Stranger in town? Welcome to the Red Dog.
I like your piano playing.
Ain't you got the dirtiest?
Yeah, we won again,
man. Yeah. All right, get the winner every time, it looks like. No more bets, please.
One red, a winner again. Hey, what the hell are you doing, mister?
Would you hold this for me, please? Well, I... No one in a place.
All right, the wheel waits below, right. Man.
Come on,
man.
Come on, Ron. You're on a winning streak.
Let's go. All right, place your bet. Let's go. All right, let it run. All right.
One red, a winner. He wins it.
I want back my money.
I know you from someplace, don't I? You must be local, mister.
I want my $200.
Piss off.
All right. No more bets, please. That's good there. No more bets.
I can't believe it.
Mark, you'll be
I don't want to hurt nobody. I just want my money.
We're going to kill you. That there is just to get your attention. Just stay on the floor. Pretend you're hurt.
You ready, Mr. Jones?
Oh, I'm ready. Now I remember you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Put him on the bar.
He's gonna do the beer barrel.
We haven't done that one in a couple of months. Come on now, don't mess up his funny beard.
Oh, he'll break the bucko's face.
Oh, he'll break the bar.
I hope he's got enough money to pay for us.
Nobody move.
You.
Put $200 on the bar.
You know where the next one's going.
Yes, sir.
And you. How much you got?
$82.
Get it up there. Put the barrel down now.
Now, the three of you, go away.
Leave the rest.
Yes, sir.
$200.
Friend just left.
Well, in that case, let's go out and have a little fun. I'm game.
Well, cuz, we made it. It's just like I told you. Right at that big tree. And left for a couple days, sharp right, and then straight as piss, here comes the ocean.
Who would have dreamed it could be so simple?
You don't know me. Next time you see me, I'm going to kick your ass all the way back to Poland.
Why wouldn't I know you? You're going away someplace?
Well, yeah. This is where we say goodbye, Abram.
What do you mean?
Well, you follow that beach for a day and a half, you'll be in San Francisco. You don't need me no more.
Where are you going?
I'm going that way. Sutter's Mill. That's where the gold is.
But I don't want you to go.
Well, I gotta go.
Why?
Well, I got people to see. Thanks to Rob, you know, I make a living.
Who's going to be the best man at my wedding?
What do you mean? That's for one of your Jewish friends. You gotta pick your best friend for that.
You are my best friend.
I'm your best friend?
You're my only friend. Now listen to me, cuz. You keep your eyes on this tuckass. And don't you take them off till we get to San Francisco.
I never had a best friend.
Don't let him grab the other gun!
Shoot him! He's gonna kill us! Shoot him! Shoot him, Abram! He's going for the other gun! Shoot him, for Christ's sake! Shoot him! Help me! He's gonna kill us! Shoot him! Shoot him, Abram! Shoot him! Don't you understand? He's going for the other gun! Don't let him grab that gun! Don't let him grab the other gun! There! There, right there! What? In the sand! Shoot him, Abram! Shoot him!
Oh.
That's bad, cuz. I've been hurt worse before. Give me the whiskey. Get the saddlebags. I'll show you how to fix me up. All right? You never killed a man before, huh? Get me the saddlebag.
Now go to sleep.
You still acting kind of funny. Are you sure you're all right?
I'm fine. You go to sleep now.
Hey, Rabbi. You think God sent me to show you the way?
Perhaps.
I must be some kind of angel.
Pretty day.
Yes? It's a beautiful day.
How do?
Hello, dear.
Do you want something?
Do I want... No, well, God dang it, man. My name is Tommy Lillard, and I come from the Texas. I come from Texas. And, excuse me if I gave you a little startle there. I was a little startled there for a second.
What do you want?
I came to bring this thing here for Mr. Bender, if I got the right house and all.
You do? I'm his daughter.
Yeah, I know. Oh, you're the daughter. You are the Bender daughter. Oh. Howdy.
Would you care to come in?
Well, I would like to, but thanks, no, because I got a friend waiting at the saloon. And my other friend, the rabbi, asked me to bring this here to you. I mean, bring this to your father.
What is it?
This thing. I don't know. I think it's some kind of Torah.
A Torah?
Yeah, I think that's what he called it.
So where is he?
Who?
The rabbi.
Where's the rabbi? Oh, where's the rabbi? The rabbi? I don't rightly know, man. The last time I seen him, I was busting my britches in the cat house. And my friend the rabbi asked me if when I should ever come Frisco way, would I drop by this house and do him this favor.
Oh.
Anyway, it was nice to make your acquaintance, ma'am, and
Something wrong?
No, no. It's just I didn't know that your eyes would be so brown.
How would you know that?
How would I know that? How would I know that? That's right. How could I know that? I couldn't know that.
Well, I'd better get going. I hate to keep my sidewinder waiting. So, I just give you that to give to your father.
Wait. Papa?
No, don't call the papa. I'd really better get my ass out of here. So, thanks, and adios for everything.
Wait, please, Papa! Wait! Papa?
Gonna eat none of this?
I don't understand you, ma'am. If you don't eat, you're gonna sure lose your strength. This is a good piece of meat. You ought to have something. You gotta eat something.
Thank you. Gracias.
Now look, you go up and change, and then we'll go together, and we'll tell your people that the new rabbi's around. All right?
I told you that I can't be a rabbi.
Don't tell me that. Just don't say that again. Not after what I've been through to get your goddamn ass here alive. If you hadn't shot that man, we'd both be dead. You understand that, you ignorant asshole? You do understand that. He was going to kill you, then he was going to kill me, am I right? When you shot that son of a bitch, that was not a sin. Then what the hell are we talking about?
When those men were shooting at you, I ran to save the Torah.
So? I understand that. You're a man of God. I understand that.
I wasn't thinking about God. I didn't do it because of God. I don't know one thing about God. I was thinking about a book. I cared more for a book than I did for my best friend. I don't know if you can understand that. I don't want to insult you. But do you understand what I mean? I chose a piece of paper instead of you.
I forgive you.
I know that you do.
But you're a good man.
I am a good man. I am. But I'm not a rabbi.
Don't say that.
Tommy, I'm not a rabbi.
Why do people like that? You are a rabbi. I'm a bank robber. I'm a card player and a whoremonger. That's what I am. You are a rabbi. You can fall in the mud, you can slip on your ass, you can travel in the wrong direction. But even on your ass, even in the mud, even if you go in the wrong direction for a little while, you're still a rabbi. That's what you are. Right? If I'm who I am, how come you ain't what you are? It's just too goddamn good to have the same rules. And you answer me. You look me in the eye and you answer me. Don't you dare sit there and not answer me. You better have an answer for me.
Come then. You're a funny looking people. I'm Schulte clear. My name is Shmuel Bender. The president from the Shul Basis Royal. Zaitiv the Rebbe.
Huh?
What mir gesagt, dass unser neuer Rebbe ist angekommen. Ist das ihr?
What's he talking about? What's he talking about?
He wants to know if you're the rabbi.
Me? You tell him.
I'm the rabbi. You're the rabbi? Well, funny, you don't look like a rabbi.
I just traveled 3,000 miles across this country, and I was thanking my best friend for getting me here alive. My name is Avram Belinsky, and I come from a small village in Poland. And don't you judge people by their appearance.
We have a rabbi!
We have a rabbi!
Excuse me, Rabbi. Please forgive me. I am very, very happy to see you. Let's have a drink, for God's sake.
Wait a minute.
Who's paying?
Take from the building fund.
Everybody!
Pardon me, everybody. Please make a little room here. Thank you. I'm so sorry to disturb you. Bartender, drink for my friend.
Well, what do you have?
Great whiskey. Whiskey for everybody!
Rabbi, this is Mrs. Bender.
Welcome. Welcome, Rabbi.
And this is my younger daughter, Rosalie.
I know that in our marriage agreement I mentioned my other daughter, Sarah Mindel. What difference does it
Papa.
Make?
Papa.
You know, your father thinks that you can just switch one promised wife for another promised wife, but I know that it isn't that way in America. So, please, don't feel obligated in that way.
Wouldn't you like to dance with me?
I would love to dance with you, but, you know, a rabbi shouldn't do that.
A rabbi can dance with his fiancée, can't he?
Yes. Now you listen good. That man killed my brother. Me and him gonna have a fair fight. There ain't gonna be no advantage taken here. We're going outside. Bartender, I just want it down for the record. This is gonna be a fair fight. Rabbi? Rabbi, let's go.
No more killing.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Please, don't do this.
It'd be terrible if some innocent people in here got hurt, wouldn't it? Now, Rabbi?
Is what he says true? Is it? All right, get outside, both of you. Well, there you go. Well, don't worry. You know this gun. This is the one you used to kill my brother Darryl with. There's gonna be no advantage taken here. There. Just like a man. Make your move. Well, don't just stare at me. You ain't gonna get away with it like that. Draw, you stinking coward.
Now listen to me.
The war's over. You understand that? No more killing.
This ain't your fight.
This is my fight.
He killed my brother and I'm going to kill him.
You and your partner and your pig-faced brother ambushed us on the beach. And if the rabbi hadn't pulled the trigger, he'd have shot us both in cold blood. Reach for it! Please!
Wait a second. Now, wait a second. Let's talk this over. I'm not a rabbi for nothing, you know. I think I have a solution. Just wait a second. This is a very big country. I'll tell you what I think is the best thing. I'll take San Francisco. You take the rest of America. And if you ever come back to this place again, I don't think you're going to get off so easy. Now get the hell out of here. Would somebody please show this poor asshole the way out of town?
I've crossed rivers, and I've climbed high mountains, and I was captured by wonderful Indians. I did so many things. God has truly blessed me. And what's more, how many rabbis can say that they had a bank robber for our best man?
Music, maestro, please!
Thank you.